adventure and wisdom. Even if we had real schools, the very first lesson we would be taught would be to search for wise books at the library, at all of the world's libraries. Books from which we can inherit the heights of wisdom and culture. I disagree that there are many mountain peaks. Humanity has not yet stopped repeating its own mistakes. It ought to be headed towards convergence and wisdom, as that is the single simplest point from which a safer world will bloom. But this is more than an abstract opinion. This is about fairness, so that no people or cultures are left behind. To be left behind and committed to mistakes and struggles that were already had is a terrible curse. And I've seen it with my own eyes. I saw how the borders of nations are also borders of time. And we see today what happens when that is left unchecked. The false leaders, the antidepressant ghouls, will use that to their advantage, to feed, to make a page in history, to lift their own selves above all others. One single mountain peak until we all get up there. And having left bad and unwise ideas behind, bloom in unique directions. To travel up to the height, you have to clear your day. You have to stop following what everyone else tells you to do. And you have to walk the Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide trails. You need time to think, to heal, to notice the stars again. The Triple Crown, as it is called, takes a long time to hike, and a lifetime if you are going to section hike it, which is also great. These trails are more beautiful than jogging, and hiking hardly compares to working out at the gym. These adventures are so beautiful that they almost match your quest for wisdom. In a way, you can't have one without the other. Those are the two sides of the same coin, nature and wisdom. And come the winter of your golden age, you will discover that making room for reading books was just the start. What really made the difference are the books you wrote. Your intellectual inheritance has been stored for you in narrated books at the library. This is a big deal. This is important. All the choices you are making today dictate the future ahead of you. You need the wisdom contained in those books. Hiking the long, great trails is how you both inherit the culture of great beings and internalize their wisdom. You are not meant to stop partway. Nobody is. You are meant to grow all the way up until you become a great being.